So I can still hear my grandmother's, you know, words. You're putting on too much salt on your food, you know, as a kid. So Baruch Hashem, I grew out of that a little bit. You know, so you don't have to put too much salt to never know salt's not too good for you. But the question is, are you, especially on vegetables, are disgusting, you know, unless they have salt on them. How can you eat vegetables, straight up vegetables? So are you allowed to put salt on vegetables on Shabbos? It sounds like a really ridiculous question, but it's a Mefurash Shulchan Aruch that says, Asr Wimloch Chatichos Tzinon Arba Ochamish Biachad. You're not allowed to add salt onto cut radishes, four or five of them together at the same time on Shabbos. Why? What's the reason for this? So Shulchan Aruch gives the reason. Mimnei Shenira Kikovesh Kvashim. It looks like you're pickling the radishes, and therefore that's a form of cooking on Shabbos. It's a violation of Bishul, according to this Rambam. Oh, so if you put salad dressing on it, it won't be, because it will mix with the salt together, and therefore it won't be pickling it. You know, only if you put salt on it by itself. Correct. So maybe only Durabanan, but it's a Durabanan violation, clearly of, and he says, Vakovesh Asr Neshu Kimavashal. It's like Bishal. It's maybe only Durabanan and Bishal, but it's still at least me Durabanan Asr. So rather, what must you do, says Shulchan Aruch? Mitabel kol achas levado v'ochla. You have to do one at a time. So you take one vegetable, you salt it, and you eat it immediately. This way, you circumvent the problem of kovush kimavushal, because, and number one, it's not going to sit on it for very long. Also, you don't normally pickle one at a time. So therefore, to circumvent this iser, you just salt one at a time, and then you avoid the iser. Fine. That's one reason. Shulchan Aruch only says the reason of the Rambam. What's another reason why this is forbidden? So Rashi on the Gemara says it's actually a separate reason. What's the reason? Because it's a dummy. It's similar to which malacha?
Salting.
So what's that malacha? Huh?
Eyes.
Right. Ibud. So you have tanning. So part of the tanning process, apparently, I'm not so familiar with it, is that you salt the hides to get out the hairs or whatever, to get out the blood, everything in the meat you salt it also. So this salting process, which they did with the hides in the Mishkan, therefore is a violation of adding salt to vegetables, is dummy. It's obviously not the Daraisa, but it's a Darabanan version of Ibud, of Ma'abed on Shabbos. Why? And the reason is the Mishnah Berurah explains, according to Rashi, is because you're making the salt, is making the vegetables harder. By adding the salt, somehow it gets out the moisture, or it makes the vegetables harder. No, it sounds like it's Ibud. It's Ma'abed. It's one of the 39 malachos. It's tanning or whatever it is. It's part of that process. It's not actually that malacha, but it's the Rabbanan violation of Ma'abed on Shabbos. Now, who cares? What's the difference between these two reasons? So now, the tremendous difference between these two reasons is, let's say you take a vegetable where it's not normal for you to do pickling on this vegetable, but yet adding salt to it still makes the vegetable hard. So according to the Rambam's reasoning, that it's pickling, so it's not pickling on this vegetable. But according to the Rashi's reasoning, which Mr. Brewer seems to be machmer for as well over here, then it would be a problem, because simply adding salt to the vegetable makes it harder or something, and therefore is similar to ma'abed. Now, what type of vegetable would that be? So how about any cut vegetable? I'm not such a expert in the pickling process, but according to at least all the poskim, it appears that you don't normally pickle certain vegetables that are cut. For example, they give the example of agvaniyos, I believe it's tomatoes, no? And malafafim, right? Malafunim are pickles, right? Cucumbers, pickles, right, exactly. Oh, so they may be salted already, correct. But let's just take cucumbers. So you had to add salt to a cucumber. So if it's already cut, so then according to the Rambam's reason, it would be fine because you don't normally pickle it. But according to Rashi's reasoning, that it does something, the salt does something to the cucumber or to the tomato, cut tomato, so then it should be aser. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah Berurah, interestingly, says a line, very cryptic, Mikol Mokom Nira, D'Dover She'en Dargo Lichvosh Ishari. something which he only seems to only care about the Rambam's reason. He says something which is not normally pickled, it's permitted. But what about the other reason, about Rashi's reasoning, about tanning it? So it affects, the salt affects these vegetables. I don't know. I read it. Well, it's adding salt which affects the vegetables, similar to the tanning process where the salt affects the hide.
Yeah, so, meat,
look, Rashi says the reason. Mishnah Berurah brought down Rashi's reason, yet he doesn't seem to care about it. And it's not only the Mishnah Berurah. Listen to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. He says, Ochlin she'en regilin lamolcham v'shem kibush oshimer. You have vegetables, fruits that aren't, vegetables rather, that aren't normal to salt them. And he gives an example in the footnote. What is this, like cut vegetables like agvanios, which is tomatoes and other stuff? He says it should be mutter. He says, mutter lamolchon kishen chatuchos. You're allowed to salt them when they're cut, seemingly because it's not the normal way to pickle. But what about Rashi's reasoning? So it's, the Shmir Shabbos seems to address Rashi's reason. He says, it doesn't apply to them, the reason of Nirukim Abed. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's what you're saying, is that I guess it's not comparable tanning. How do you see anything about tanning by adding salt to cut vegetables? But I don't know. Rashi said, in the case of the Gemara, this tzinon, this radish, that it was comparable to tanning. So I've hopefully confused you, as confused as I am. But it comes out, according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, anytime you could get rid of the reason that it's not comparable to pickling, it's all mutter. Even though it actually, the salt affects the vegetable itself. However, the Piskei Tshuvas, the modern contemporary sefer, he has like two pages of this where he basically says he doesn't know what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. You seem to have forgotten the second reason. What about the second reason, that it affects the vegetable? And he comes out, it should be usher. He says cut tomatoes, or you have cut cucumbers that you add salt on, even though it's not the normal way of pickling, at least you have a problem. The other reason, the reason that it's similar to tanning, and he would say it's usher. Now, how do you pass an halacha l'maisa? You have to ask a rav l'maisa on that, a real rav, not myself. But how do you pass an l'maisa about that? But it seemingly would be a machlokas piskei tshuvas against both of these other poskim. Yeah. Yeah. So again, salad, you could make salad. The question is, can you add salt? So can you add salt? According to this, if it's cut up, so Rabbi Ribiat says, I'll read you Rabbi Ribiat. He says, at least, here he says, it is salting cucumbers. It is forbidden to salt slices of cucumber and allow them to cure in the salt prior to adding vinegar and other ingredients.
So he's, vinegar
right, so that's what it sounds like. If you put the vinegar first, it's fine. But then later on, just to confuse it more, later on he says, it is permitted to salt sliced tomatoes because slices of tomato are not suitable for pickling. Similarly, listen to this. It says, one may sprinkle salt on peeled cucumbers or gherkins because these vegetables are usually pickled only in their peels. So it sounds like over there, and he quotes them, and that he's being like the Mekel Shita over here. Rabbi Ribia, this is a 39 month, this is a contemporary, contemporary Chashabis right here. But it'll come out according to this, that if it's sliced, there's room to be Mekel to add salt on at least these vegetables, because it's not the normal pickling manner. Can they get this chumra of the Piskei Tshuvas? So if it's a lot of it, if it's a lot at the same time, it doesn't take care of the problem. If you do one at a time right before the meal, then it's fine. Once you're pouring on a lot of them at a time, it sounds like it would be a problem. Now, what about the next issue? Cooked vegetables. That's what everyone cares about. You have a soup. You're allowed to put it into your soup. Vegetable soup, whatever, chicken soup with vegetables. Are you allowed to pour salt into the soup because it's cooked already? So this, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, brings a machlokas between Rabbi Yashiv, who says it's mutter. Why? The reason is similar to what we said. It's not the way to pickle cooked vegetables. But he brings from the Chut Ashani, I didn't see it inside yet, but a pretty big chumrah, that according to Chut Ashani, since these vegetables fundamentally could be pickled, even though now they're cooked, that doesn't remove the iser. So that's a tremendous chumrah. How that would apply with sliced vegetables as well, I'm not sure also. Because if a sliced vegetable, we said, well, when it's whole, you pickle it. Now it's sliced, it's not. So there's the chumra of the chud hashani applied there as well. This is Rav Nissen Karel, it's, I don't know. Yeah. No, you don't pickle cooked vegetables, so therefore it's fine. But Rav Nissen Karel, it says since you could cook the since you could pickle the vegetable before it's cooked, so even after it's cooked, it retains the same chumra. A whopper chumra, another. Again, I'm as confused as you are about this sugya. I'll read to Rabbi Ribiat, says about it. Then you read Rabbi Ribiat. He say, takes for granted, he says, only fresh vegetables and fruits are restricted. However, cooked vegetables are also exempt because they are usually not suitable for pickling. Therefore, salting them for immediate use does not resemble pickling and preserving. According to that, that's passing the kula again, so you're fine. Another kula, which we don't pass. Well, again, we don't pass like that chumra, apparently, of the chud hashani. Final issue. What about the rabbi said we need to end on a sweet year? Sweet point. So we have a week next week, but still, for this week, we'll end on a sweet note. What about sugar? Yeah? So can you pour sugar on your vegetables? So that probably tastes a lot better than salt even. But no, can you pour the sugar on it?
Yeah.
So let's see. So if you say the Rambam is a reason of pickling, so then it actually is usher, says the Ketzosa Shulchan. You can see it quoted in the Dirush Mishnah Berurah as well. He quotes his Ketzosa Shulchan, that it would be usher. Why? The reason is because I guess people pickle it with, I mean, it wouldn't be called pickle possibly, but that idea of soaking it in sugar apparently is a way to process it, and therefore if the Rambam's reasoning that it's a form of bishul, a form of cooking, or a drabbanon of that cooking, it would be forbidden. That's what he says. But what about according to Rashi, that it hardens it? Does the salt harden it? So that, he says, depends on the darkei tshuva in Yaridea about if you could get rid of the blood and meat by using sugar instead of salt. So that is a whole dispute. So if you hold that you can, so then you see that the sugar does something, therefore it would be usur. If you hold that it doesn't, then it would be permitted. That's what, huh? Right, it does. That's apparently a machlokas in Yaridea. It's a metzius. It's how much does, how well does the sugar work? So is that considered enough or not? So it's not necessarily a metzius, does the sugar work or not, but how the sugar works, is that enough or not? Comes along with Shlomo Zalman and he says, no, it's mutter because sugar doesn't do the same type of change that salt does in vegetables. I'm not sure if that's true or not. You could trust with Shlomo Zalman in that. And with that would be permitted according to that. And therefore, sugar, according to most poskim, would seemingly be fine. I guess the best thing to do is not get rid of the salt and the sugar. Your doctor will probably be happy as well. So therefore, everything is good.